רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. פירוש רש"י על פרשת קורח. We begin with the first פסוק. It's פרק ט"ז, פסוק א', ויקח קורח בן יצהר, בן קהת, בן לוי, ונתן ואבינם בן אליה, ועוד בן פלד, בן ראובן. רש"י, ויקח קורח. פרשה זו יפה נדרשת במדרש רבי תנחומא. אוקיי. So Rashi says, go look at Midrash Rabbi Tanhuma. You'll see a lot of nice reconciliations to the Pshat. Okay, it's strange Rashi, that Rashi's giving you advice. Go look somewhere else. Okay. Next Rashi, Vayikach Korach. So much Midrash that he couldn't bring it all. So he's telling you
so many nuances that you're going to have.
Hayen Sham.
Right.
Korach. So again, that probably doesn't even belong on Parash. That's not a pirush of the words Vayikach Korach. The next one is the Pshat. Probably, maybe there shouldn't have been even a heading on Vayikach Korach, because it's not explaining the words Vayikach Korach. Probably should have started as just Parashah Zuyah Fenedresh from Rashi Bitan Chumah, and the next one is Vayikach Korach. Okay, what did he take? That's obviously that she's questioning, correct? Vayikach Korach. Doesn't say what he took. Lakach et atzmo. Netzad echad nechlak mitoch ha'edah. Okay, so he took himself. He separated himself in order to be different than everybody else. Le'ar'el
al-kehuna. The rabbi said, et peleg.
Et peleg, hazak. That's what he's going to say right now. V'zishet ergim unkelus. That's what unkelus said. Ve'et peleg. What does it mean? Nihlak. He separated himself. Mishara Aidan Azik Bamahloket. Everybody else, you know, was with Moshe and he separated himself. So Baikah, he took himself. Bechen. So we find this concept of the word Lekiha means to separate. Quote the Pasuk in Iyov. Ma yikachacha libecha. What does that mean, the Pasuk? Lokeyach otcha lehafligecha mishar b'nei adam. Your heart takes you to separate you from the thinking of other people. So that's an example. Davar Achayev, another interpretation. Vayikach Korach. He took Mashach Rashis and Hedriyot Shebahim Bedvarim. Aha. Which means Vayikach over here is not physically he took, but he persuaded. Vayikach, he took them with words. He was able to draw the heads of the Sanhedrin. Bedvarim. So that's, and he brings an example. Kamo Shneimar, Kach et Aharon. Aaron needed to be spoken to, and he needed to be convinced to do the service. So God says, "Kach Aaron," meaning "Kachenu bedevarim," or like the Navi says, "Kihu imachim devarim." So again, by Yikach, he took them using his tongue. So those are the two pshatim in Rashi. Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kehat, Ben Navi. ודוזכיר בן יעקב, והקמת סתיו לביבר בן יעקב, שביקש עמים על עצמו שלא ייזכר שמו על מחלוקתם, שנאמר בקדמת אחד כבודי. So Yaakov, you prayed that his name shouldn't be mentioned on this מחלוקת. כנראה, he saw the מחלוקת, ודאי, יעקב אבינו saw everything, and he didn't want his name to be mentioned. ואיך נזכר שמו על קורח? בתייחסם על הדוכן בדברי הימים. So he is mentioned in the Brei Yamim as it says, Shneimar ben Ebyasaf ben Korach, ben Yitzhar ben Kat ben Levi ben Yisrael. Okay, that wasn't any Genai. That's just giving the children of Korach and going all back to Yaakov. There's no problem to put Yaakov's name over there. He didn't want to be named in the Mahloket. Benatam Aviram. So what are they doing here? Benatam Aviram. B'shviyah Shaya Shevet Reuven Chavri Bahaniya Temana. So Reuven was in the south. Shechem Nekat Ubanav Achonim Temana. So they were the neighbors. That means Kehat also, Shevet Levi was also in the south. So Nishtatefu Im Korah B'Melchakuto. They got drawn into the Mahloket. Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shecheno. That's it. You see that neighbors make a difference. Umar HaKorach Lachlokim Moshe. What does he want? What was the basis of this Mahloket? Nitkana Nesiyoto Sheli Netzaveh Men Oziel Shemina Moshe Nesiyah B'nei Kat Alpi Adibur. So they pointed to the head of the Kehat family, the Tzafan. Korach had a problem with that. What's your problem, Korach? Amar Korach, Hayaba Arba'ahayu. So Korach has three uncles plus his father. Shnei Amar, Amram, Abbechor. Okay, Amram is the Bechor. So, Venatlu, Shnei Banav Gedula. So Amram's two kids, meaning Korach's first cousins, which is Moshe and Aaron, they got the Malchut and the Kehuna. Had Melech, Had Kohen Gadol. Who's going to be the next cousin to get a position? Second brother is Yitzhar. So they're on the next in line. Instead, what did he do? He took Uziel. Uziel's son. Uziel is the youngest of the brothers. So he took his youngest uncle, his son. So therefore, I have to nullify his words. Here you go again. Majority of the men Shekhinav, again his neighbor. Vem Elitzur ben Shedeur. Oho. Famous Elitzur ben Shedeur was part of this. Mahaverav and his friends. Kayotsebo Shine Amar, like it says, Nisie Aida. Kiriye Moed. So you see, calls them Hashuv people. The Siyah Aida, the president, Sili Tzumin Shidur was the president. Okay, as you see over here, it calls them Kirwa Aida, the Hashuvim. But Bishan Talitot Shukunam Techeret, one of his tactics was he dressed them all in a Talit of Techeret of blue. Bao Va'amdu, the Moshe Amdu, no Talit Shikunat Shetecheret Hayevet Besisit. Is Hayev Sisit such a blue garment? O Petura, or is it exempt? Amadein Hayevet. They started to laugh at him. Mockery. If shat alit shel min acher, chut achat shetechelet potera. Zuch kula techelet otefter tatzma. If one chut of techelet is poter a regular talet, if the whole thing is techelet, it shouldn't be patur. That was the jokes that they made. The letzanut. Bnei Reuven, as she says, Bnei Reuven datam ba'aviram ve'om ben pelet. Okay, so this is Bnei Reuven. It's referring to those three. Datan, so you have Datan, Aviram, On ben Pelet, Elitzur ben Shedeur. These are some of the names. So Elitzur ben Shedeur got lucky. His name was not mentioned. For some reason the Torah spared him the embarrassment. Datan and Aviram do get mentioned. Elitzur ben Shedeur is he's there, but it's anonymous. Okay. Vayakumu lifnei Moshe v'anashim v'nei Yisrael 52 times. Se'edek rei v'vod Hashem Shem. Nothing on that pasuk. Okay, בחבוד חלפון, ויקהלו.
ויקהלו על משה ועל אהרון, ויאמרו עליהם רב לכם, כי כל העדה כולם קידושים, וקידושים אדוני. ומדוע תתנשאו על קהל
אהרון? Okay, so he tells them, רב לכם, ראשי.
רב לכם, הרבה יותר מדי לקחתם לכם גדולה.
So רב doesn't mean enough over here. רב can mean enough sometimes. רב לכם שבט. בהר הזה, enough settling here. Rabu Bira, she goes out of his wedding, so it means Harbe. Harbe, which means you took enough. How much you want to take? Okay, that's so now you understand what she was bothered by. Rab Lachem, don't think Rab Lachem is enough. It means Harbe. Kulam Kedushim. Next one, Harfon.
Kulam Kedushim, Kulam, Shangu, Devarim, Yusina,
Pia Gibra. Right? Everybody heard the first two commandments, Anochi and Lo Yiye. So therefore, you know, we're all prophets. All good. Why are you exalting yourself? Bediuk, which means, you know, if you took for the Malchut, in Lakata Tam Malchut, okay, so you shouldn't have chosen your brother for the Kohen. You're not the only one that heard Anokhi Hashem, we all did. And therefore, we're all Kohanim. We're all worthy to be Kohanim. Amlekat Kohanim v'goy Kadosh. We all heard that. Okay, so what does the Pasuk say? Abraham, you're next. Easy enough. Moshe Rabbeinu, here's the claim, and he makes the Filat Apayim, the David. Oh, which means that she's going out of his way. Not that he was offended. Only by Yipol Al-Panav that Moshe Rabbeinu got offended by your Korah, his personal. That's your weird. Now, machloket. He knew machloket is a bad thing. He's more involved now. This is a bad thing. It was a machloket. So Moshe Rabbeinu put his head down in the tzad of the machloket. Shekevar. That's it. Number four. He knew it. Magic number four. Moshe Rabbeinu got him out of the Eger. Donenim. ויתפלל משה.
No,
now. Once you got to number four, נתרשלו ידיו. So I said, Moshe, we can't pray anymore. He knows that God forgives up to three. Hashelishim, Avrebeim, but number four, four is a serious offense. Mashal. Okay, she gives him a shav. The Ben Melech Sarah Alavi sinned against his father. Okay, so the friend of the king appeased the king. Don't wait until your child, have mercy. Okay, fine. Okay, Sarah Alavi, when he did the fourth time, he said, I can't do it anymore. Hajj. Amar. Okay, that's a very, very important nashim. You put up them machloket. Moshe Rabbeinu understands the seriousness of machloket. Okay, Rabbeinu, chabot. Why Hashem? Read it, good honey. Why the bed El Korah? We're reading now. El Korah the Torah. Adonai et Hashelo. Hakadosh. Okay, so what does he tell him? By the bed El Korah, he tells Korah, Boker, wait till the morning. Why does he want to wait till the morning? Rashi? Atta. Okay, Shechrut. Kadere was at night time, and so people drink at night. So it says, Atta et Shechrut over here. So therefore, not the time to resolve this.
V'donachon.
Yeah, I don't think he means over that anybody was actually drunk. I think it means dry drunk, which means that we're drunk from the machlokas. It's everybody settle down, sleep on it. Tomorrow morning we'll deal with it. It was etchikrut. No, who's drinking over here?
So I also had the same issue because the reason why Moshe separated from his wife because Hashem is with him all the time. So he's not going to put himself in a situation.
Right. To drink. But you. So it doesn't mean etchikrut the drinking. Good point.
Yeah, actually.
Good point. Not drinking. Nobody was drunk over here. Not Purim. Etchikrut means dry drunk. The machloket is too much. You know, when a person is machloket, you're not thinking. It's bilbul. So therefore, let's wait till tomorrow morning, which is Kevin. I won't wait tomorrow morning. They'll sleep on it. Maybe it'll go away.
Where they're just excusing
you. But you, we are with Kaven, that's Kaven, was to push them off, Shem, Yahzeru Bahem. Okay, next to that, Boker. Okay, because it says over here two things. Boker, Veyoda Shem, Eta Shedlo, Veta Kadosh. So there's the Eta Shedlo and there's the Kadosh. So Rashi says, who's the Atashelo? Who's worthy to be the Levi? Eta Kadosh, Shekhuna. Fine.
Levi Yamin, what do we... That he already picked them.
Yeah, well, obviously, Korach's claim was on Shevet Levi. His claim was even Shevet Levi. What did he pick a Shevet Levi for? Everybody's equal. I guess he has to represent all the other guys in the machloket as well.
The cup from Reuven. Shevet Levi over everybody.
Yeah. So therefore, he has to say.
With Reuven instead of coming
along with him. So I'm going to tell you tomorrow morning why Shevet Levi and why
me and my
the Kehuna has to come from over here.
Didn't they not do Peta Egel? Why would they not be chosen?
Why would they not be chosen? Well, whoever did it, Egel died. So whoever's left over should be chosen. Continue, David. No, one morning. Vekriv. So what does that mean? Vekriv. Veyoda Hashem et Hashelo et Hakadosh Vekriv Elav. Vekriv over here means she says it's like Yakriv, which means the Leviim, or Tam Elav, and the next is talking about Aharon. So first it says, V'yodat Hashem et Hashem et HaKadosh V'ekriv Elav, that's the, let's say, Shevet Levi, V'et Hashem Yibhar Bo Yakriv Elav, is, let's say, the Kohen, which is Aharon. V'targum, Bikarev le kadamohi. Which is referring to the kehuna. First of all, bikarev le kadamohi. Which tribe is going to be brought close? That's Levi. And then the next one, if you look at the Targum's Lashon, is Yikarev the Shimushe, to actually serve. That's referring to the Kohen. Okay, Midrash Agada. Boker.
Boker, Amar Le Moshe, Gulot Halak, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Be'olamo, Yecholim Atem Le'afok, Boker, Erev, Ken, Tochelu, Le'batel, Et Zor, Shne'emar, Vahi Erev, Vahi Boker, Ve'yardel.
Okay, so he tells him Midrash, Boker, God put borders over here between day and night. Are you able to switch Boker to Erev? You can't. So therefore, you came over to tell us either, which means this was set. There's Kohanim, there's Levim, there's Israelim, you can't change the system, just like you cannot change Boker to Erev. Like it says, Vayerev, Vayiboker, Vayevdel, God separated. Vayibadil Aaron Akdisho, same word Aaron, but it comes to Aaron. The same word Vayibadil was used by Aaron, which was used by Vayyadi Vayibokir. To show you, it's something that God did. It's out of our control. Okay, David, Bechavot, Zotasu.
Zotasu, Kehulachem Mahtot, Korach, Korach,
Korach. That's it. He gives them instructions. Kehulachem Mahtot. Rashi.
Zotasu, Kehulachem Mahtot, Mar Adon,
Mar Lahem. Yeah, why is he telling him to take Mahtot? Amar Lahem. Okay, by the Goyim, there's a lot of different you know, services that the Kohanim do for the Avodah Zarah. Which means each one is in a different house over here. So that's why they can have many Kohanim in the Kohanim's house, because there's many different you know, churches. Each one runs their own operation. We only have one Beit HaMikdash. So we're limited, you know. We can't have everybody opening up their own the franchise. Anu.
Anu, Enanu Elu, Ela Hashem Echad, Aron Echad, Tudah Echad, Mizbeach Echad, Kohen Gadol Echad.
So therefore, we can't have all of you. That's not an option to pick 250 Kohanim Gedolim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, let's see, we'll pick one of you. He's telling him,
when he's saying, Enanu Ela Hashem Echad, is he saying that they serve other gods, so therefore they
Bediuk.
Have other...
Bediuk. 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 Paganism is a lot of gods.
Sun church.
That's right. Sun church, moon church, whatever, church of the wind, the stars. So therefore, we can't do that. So therefore, we can pick one. But you all 250 claiming the same claim. So one of you will win. Vatem.
Vatem. 250 ish, mevakshim kehuna gedola. Af ani rotze bekach. Halachem tashmish chaviv mikol.
Which means, if it wasn't for the tzivui, I would love it. Which means, however, I'll give you the highest service, which is the Ketoret. He? Why is it Habibah? I guess because it's born on Yom Kippur. Kodesh Kodashim. But there's some Mavet inside of it. Meaning, you know, if you're not the right guy, it's going to reject you. Shebo?
Shebo is going to die by beer.
So Aaron was part of this. So he says, "Vaya isha shirivhar Hashem huwa kadosh." Not that now he will be kadosh. Hareo bekdushato means God chose him. From before, don't think we're having a new elections. So he says, "V'chi enanu yodim shemishi yivhar wa kadosh." Is it obvious? Obviously, the one that gets chosen is the one that's kadosh. What does he have to tell that for? He says this was a warning, which means don't think one of you are going to get chosen. The one that was chosen already is going to get chosen again. He's telling him already, you're going to lose. He's trying to warn him, don't die. Meaning, I'm giving you a warning. You're not going to succeed over. You're going to die. The one that was chosen already is the one that's going to get the Ketoret answered. And the rest are going to perish. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them a proper warning. Hareni omer lakem shelo titchayivu. Mi shiyivchar bo yitzehai. Yichodechem ovdim. Okay, what is it, machtot?
Machtot, kelim shechotim bahem gechalim.
Okay, I guess it's like shovels. Right? They stoke the coals with. V'yesh lahem.
Bet Yad,
it has a handle. Okay. Abba. Pasuk Zayin. Utnu bahem esh v'simu adhem ketor lefnei Adonai mahar v'haya ish asher yibchar Adonai hua kadosh rav lachem b'nei Levi. Rav lachem b'nei Levi. Od pa'am, what is this rav over here? So he says again, harbe amarti lachem devarim kamar lalev. I gave you a lot of reasons why you should back away from this machloket. Rav, I gave you a lot of claims already why it's not kedai. Davar acher, davar gadol amati lachem, which means I gave you a warning over here. Lo tepeshim ayu shekach et rabahem v'kibbelu alem nikarev. B'diuk, which means they were tepeshim over here. They were fools. We should have been to warn them, and they still went in. But what do you see over here? Hem chatu an nafshotam, which means they basically were mafkir themselves to death. It's a suicide mission, exactly. Shneimar et machtot ha-hataim ha-ele b'nafshotam. The hataim is suicide. The kolah shepikeya haya. Famous Rashi. Ma ra'a lishtut ze. Kolah, your pikeya. What? What happened over here? I know it ato, his eyes, only eyes. He saw the future, Ruach HaKodesh. He saw that he has a big lineage of Shemuel and Abi coming out of him. How could Shemuel come out of him if he's going to perish? So it must be he's the right one. What he didn't see was that he's going to perish and his kids are going to stay alive. He saw it wrong. What did he see? Shemuel Shakut Kenegim Moshe, and he saw that Shemuel is going to come out of him who's Shakut and Moshe and Aaron. Amar, Bishvilo Ani Nemlat Rizekut. The 24 mishmarot omdot lebanai. So 24 mishmarot of keuna or leviya coming out of Korah. Kulam mitnabim ruach kodesh. All with ruach kodesh. Kol ele banim leheman. Amar. So he said, "Efshar kol gedula zot alchidal amon memenu or memeni." Vani Edom. I'm going to be quiet. Look what's coming out of me. He got horny from his. You know, his lineage. The kag, the shtatev la bole, ota halukas, who came involved in this machloket, sheshamam pi Moshe, shekolam uvdim v'had nemach. Even though we heard, all the nemach gonna die and one's gonna live, he took the odds, and I'm the guy. Ashir yibchad Hashem wa kadosh, ta'avet ala ba'atzmo, he said, I'm the guy. It's bad odds. It's 1 in 250. It's bad odds. You know, the casino, they went on, 1 in 32 on the roulette table. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know the concept, but I'm saying I don't know
yeah.
The numbers.
Okay.
Really dots it. What is it? The 30 numbers, black and white, or zero? So, whatever number, 36 numbers. The point is, and they beat you on that. This is 1 in 250. What happens? Lora Ayafe Lefi Shibana Pasut Teshuvah. Moshe Aya Ro'eh. He didn't see good. He didn't realize his kids are going to make teshuvah. Moshe Aya Ro'eh. But Moshe Rabbeinu saw it. Okay, that's from the Tanhuma. Rab Lachem, Tavar Gadol Etat Amatzkem Na'alok Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rab Lachem, it's a big item you took here. You took a big item here. You're waging war against God. You're questioning God's rules here. Not Moshe. Okay, Halfon. Which means, you know, he didn't want Korach to bring any more people into this machloket, so he decided to speak to the whole tribe. Shimon ben Levi now, he's talking to everybody that they shouldn't get drawn in. The Benim Kulam. Okay, Abraham. Okay. Hama'at Mikem, was it a small thing? You're taking it lightly when God has separated you from Adat Yisrael to come close to serve in the Mishkan. Where do they stand? Finished? They stand on the dukat to sing. So that's what it means of la'amod. The vi'im are omdin. Okay. Next. Oh. Vayakrev otecha. Ve'et kol achecha. Vayakrev otecha, as she says. Oto shirut. Which means only the vi'im get that zikut to do the shira. It hik. Right. Everybody else is forbidden to do that. Azara can have you mat. So be happy. David Lachin. That's it. Lachin, therefore, all of you people, you're complaining against God. Lachin, she's a Meshvil Zeh. You're not arguing on me, you're arguing on God. So again, he tells him clearly. Lachin, atav adagad noadim al Hashem. It's not on me. Vayishlach Moshe dekul datam v'abiram b'nei Eliyahu. Vayomer lo na'aleh. Vayomeru lo na'aleh. So he sent the datam v'abiram from them. Vayishlach Moshe mikan shehem ma'azigim b'machloket. Wow. Shehem Moshe ma'azir acharem l'ashlimam b'divrei shalom. You're not supposed to hold on to a machloket. It's a big hadush the way we're learning this now. That means Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the victim over here, he didn't start the mahlokin. Doesn't matter. Now you're embroiled. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes out of his way to the Tamba Bina to try to defuse it.
So Pasuk before he went to Korah first?
Went to Korah, then he went to the whole tribe of Levi.
He saw that it's getting out of hand.
Go to all Levi now. All
Levi. Let me try to get
whoever I can get. But Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you going to Tamba Bina for?
Lowering himself.
And Ma'azikim Mahlokit. Which means, even though he was, they shot at him. I didn't start the mahlokit. I didn't start it. Which means, if you want to tell me that if you start a mahlokit, then you have an obligation to go try to defuse it, I understand. He was telling me, if somebody came after you, you're the victim of the mahlokit. You now have an obligation to go and try to make peace. He goes, what humility? Because you go to that time. It's not the first time David, I'm bothering Moshe. But this is every Monday and Thursday they bother me, Moshe Rabbeinu. And then what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu goes to them.
Remember, why doesn't Aaron? It seems like that would be the midah of Aaron. Or Shlomo Devshalom. It seems.
Because they're arguing about him.
I guess.
So what are you going to say? Don't make mahlokit. Don't make it. Accept it.
We saw in the Rashi that they accepted Moshe. They
accepted Moshe.
Okay, we'll give you
Moshe, but you shouldn't have taken the second appointment. So what does he tell him? Lo na'ale. Look at that. For me, you see big yisod. Be careful what you say. Lo na'ale. What does it say? Pihem. Pihem ekshilam. They should have said, Lo nelech. This is the time I'm talking. He said, we're not going. Instead, he said, Lo na'ale. We're not coming up. Rem is the what? She'en lem ela yirida. It's true. Lo na'ale. It's true. You're not going up. You're going down. So that's tomorrow's daf, you'll see. You know, be careful what you say. Sometimes it comes true. Okay, Lo na'ale. Amat. Alfon, you're up.
Amat. Ki elitanu meimet meeret zavat chlab udbash lehamitenu bamidbar ki kifkulam alaf yam kifkulam.
Oh, this is the Tava Abiram talk. It's not enough. You took us out of eret zavat chlab udbash. That's already mislaim. It's called zavat chlab udbash.
Beaten and everything.
Lehamitenu bamidbar. Now, keep the stare and you want to rule over us?
Aflo eret zavat chlab udbash.
You didn't bring us to Zavatla. You didn't bring us to Zavatla with Vash. But the Tenanu, you didn't give us Nahala, you didn't give us Sadeh Vakerim. Even if you gouge our eyes out, Lo Na'ale, we're not coming. Rashi? Kelomar, which is, and Pasuk says over here, I'm at you to tell me to say about the word of the word, she said about them, Av Lo el eretz zavat labud asabiyotanu. You didn't bring us to the land of zavat labud bash. Vatitinanu, meaning velo natan lanu nachala. You have to throw in the word velo over here. Don't think vatitinanu, because they didn't give it. It's going back on the law. Velo natan lanu nachala sevakerim. Right. Then you told us. You told us to take us out of Mitzrayim and take us out of Israel. He's saying, Adraba, Misham Utsitanu. You took us out of the Zavat Chalav Udvash place. You told us you're taking us to Zavat Chalav instead. You brought us out of Azavat, which we want to go back to Egypt. Ela gazarta aleinu.
Oh.
So you see clearly, according to Rashi, he understands that Chetah Korah happens after the Meragidim. So it's in chronological. Not all the Nishanim learn like that. That she clearly learns that this was, after Shelach Lecha, in order Korah waits till after the Meragidim. In order to wage his battle. Of course, the Ramban will say that that's part of his calculation. When he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu's, the poles were down on Moshe, and here Moshe Rabbeinu saves them from Egel, he saves them from the Mitonanim, he saves them from, all the different things in the Midbar. And now all of a sudden, last week's Parasha, they get a decree. Everybody between the age of 20 and 60 is going to die in the Midbar, and Moshe can't overturn it. So now the approval ratings of Moshe Rabbeinu start to dip. So Korach was a very wise politician. He said, okay, now we'll get him. He's not going to be able to muster up the support that he had 2 weeks ago before we had the Parashat Shelach.
Hormah didn't do that.
Huh?
Hormah didn't do that. Hormah losing the battle at Hormah. Losing that battle,
the Ma'pilim, you mean?
Yeah, they went against Moshe. They went to Harman.
Correct.
Didn't that?
Correct. More people died.
Yeah.
More people died. So Moshe never didn't do anything.
He
did. That's when he came. That's basically when he came. He came right after that whole episode. So it's a tactical move. Okay, Anashim.
Anashim, hem tenaker.
Wow, which means they're saying it sarcastically. Even if you send somebody to gouge out our eyes, lo na'ale, we're not coming. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not coming. Finished. Ve'yichad. Hanashim ahem. They were talking about themselves. But when you curse, you don't say it about yourself. You say, even if you take out their eyes, although they were talking about themselves. So Hanashim ahem, it's referring to them, as she says. He's tole the kilala on his friend, even though it's referring to him. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. Al tefen el minchatam. Do not accept their mincha. Oh, so I guess they were bringing the mincha here. I don't know who was bringing the mincha. Oh, maybe it means the ketoret. I mean the ketoret they're going to bring. Ah, so that's she. Al tefen el minchata. Oh, I'm sorry. Ve'yichad Moshe me'od. So it doesn't mean he got angry over here. Ve'yichad over means he was betza'al. Okay. That's a very important thing. So ve'yichad doesn't always mean angry. See, that she is explaining ve'yichad to mean he was betza'al. He saw it spiraling out of control. He knew the end is not going to be good. So the sa'at. Look at this. The time I've been up because Moshe Rabbeinu sa'at. Not a good thing. Not a good thing at all to cause Moshe Rabbeinu sa'at. As we will see. I don't know if you guys know the end of the story, how it ended up. I don't want to tell you how it ends up, but I don't want to spoil it for you. Continue.
Al tefen el min chatam. Lefi pshuto ha-ketoret. Shehen makribin lefaneha machar. Al tefen elea.
Ah. And then between tomorrow's mincha, tomorrow's ketoret, al tefen, don't accept it. Wow, Which means don't even accept them in Hag. The Levim were Menachot every day, these people, with the Korbanot of the Tamid. Says, don't even accept them in Hag that they're going to bring tomorrow morning as well. That part they did. Amazing.
Is he saying that, or is he saying that the mincha that is boiling every morning and every evening, even as since everybody has a part in it, I guess if their 250th part of that don't accept that, that's what it's,
don't accept their chelik.
Their chelik in that mincha that tamid that is boiled every
because
day.
Because it's a public korban.
Right.
It's true. Because the Levin don't eat the Menha. And they don't eat the Menha either, the Reuven. So must be the Qurban Tamid that everybody has a Halakin. He's saying good. The Qurban has a Halakin, their section reject. Wow. Canada, what would happen if the Menha was accepted? Canada would have a Zekut. So he wants to block them out of that. Okay. Lo chamor echad mehem. I didn't take one donkey from them.
Lo chamoro shel echad mehem natalti. Afilu.
Which means lo chamor echad doesn't mean not one donkey. I didn't take one donkey. Lo chamoro shel echad mehem. Not a donkey of one of them. The echad is going on the people. I never took anything from any of the people. Not I didn't take one donkey. Lo chamor echad. Lo chamoro shel echad mehem. Not the donkey that belongs to one of them, meaning to any of the people. Okay, very good. How do you get to Midian then? How do you get to Egypt? Somebody must have sent them a shofar, no? How do you get from Midian to Egypt? So it says, Afilu. He took a hamor from Midian to Egypt. Who paid for the hamor?
Right.
Who should pay for the transportation? That's a travel expense. Travel expense, he asked me to take you out of Egypt to pay for my travel expense. Who paid for the hamor? Lo natati ela mishali. Okay. V'targum unkelus.
Nasati shacharit.
No, shacharit meaning I put it in chayrim.
Oh, shacharit rachat. Lashon alamin. כך נקראת הנגריה של מלך
שכבר.
שכבר. This is what the city of Libya is called. שכבר.
Correct. And what is he saying over here? שכבר. לבן מצל
שחרית is a verb related to שכבר, a local ruler. The work done for the local ruler or the collection of funds for the work is called שכבר.
Okay, therefore what is he saying? Which means I didn't take anything. I didn't take anything from the... No gifts. Okay, continue. Vayomer.
Vayomer Moshe el Korach ata l'chol atatecha heyu lefnei Adonai ata vahem ve'aron l'chad.
Okay, who's the vahem?
Atatecha.
Okay, Adad, you and your people. It can't be going on the Tam Aviram because already he discussed the Tam Aviram. So it's got to be who? It's got to be...
Your supporters,
Jack, Mechabu, Yud Zayin, read the Pasuk. Kehu?
Uhu?
Yes. Okay, so take 250 and set it up. And then Atav Aharon. You and Aharon also take, Mikolach and Aharon will take Machtor as well.
So it's 252?
So it's 252. Vikleptem Rashi Ish Machtato. Rashi, by the way, is going to tell us, it says it three times, Ish Machtato. Look at this pasuk. Who Ish Machtato? Vikleptem Hashem Ish Machtato. Vatav Aaron Ish Machtato. So what is this three times, Ish Machtato, Ish Machtato? So he says over here, Ha-Hamishim U-Matayim Ish Bachem. So I guess the first one is, I guess Aharon, Korach, and the Hamishim Matayim. So the first one is Ukhru Ish Machtato, that's all of them. And then explains it. Hamishim Matayim Ish Bachem. That's one. And then Atav Aharon. So altogether it's 252.
And what is the thing? When we say eat, we could eat Makatoro.
That's everybody.
That's everybody. That's
252. 252.
And then what I'm going to mention later on, Atav Aharon, eat Makatoro, those guys.
Right, separate 250 and then okay. 2. 250 plus 2. Okay, next one. B'chavot, David. Vayikhu. Okay, so that's it. They took the machtot, they stood in front of Hashem, Petar al Moed, and Moshe Aaron. Now, what does the next person say? Vayakel, one more, David. Vayakel. Okay, so now we start the excitement. Vayakel alem Korach. Oh, so Korach now got involved in the tzanu. He wasn't finished yet. What did he do? Korach lailahu. Bita otam. Okay, so he started to persuade and ridicule Chas v'Shalom Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he say? So you think I'm doing this for myself?
That's what it looks like.
Although that's what it looks like, you think I'm doing this for myself? I'm doing it for the people. I'm the people's candidate. Elu, meaning Moshe Aharon. So he got them. He riled them up. So Korach must have been a Botan. Korach's not some mobster. Korach's a big rabbi. Obviously, he was not the Shem Shamayim, but he was able to. I mean, obviously, he had a reputation. He's able to persuade Dor De'a into
Sanhedrin.
Elisu ben Shedeud. He's a big big people. Shows you. Okay. Anyway, next one. Vaydaber Adonai. El Moshe v'lanu nemor. Ibadilu metok ha'ayda hazot. V'achale otam keraka. Separate yourselves. By the way, I have one more there, Dave. Vayirak Yivod Hashem. Okay, so God appeared in Amud Anan. Vayipilu al penem vayomeru. El elu elu chol lechol basar. En shahad ya'tav akol ha'adat iksof. That's right. Why should God kill the whole nation? En shahad ya'tav, because Korach is making a sin. Va'al kol ha'adat iksof. It's not fair to punish everybody. Nashi. El elu elu chot. What's the ruchot? Not the gods of the winds. Ruchosh el Adam, meaning the thoughts of man. Yodei ha-machshavot. En midatka ki midat basar v'adam. Melech basar v'adam shesamcha alam miksat medina. Enu yodei mi'achote. Lefeir shu k'ho'es tefra mikulam. Now when a city rebels against the king kills the whole city. He doesn't know who the perpetrator is, so he kills everybody. Aval atal lefenecha geduyot kol ha-machshavot. You know who the bad guys are. Ve'yodei ata mi'achote. So therefore, don't kill everybody, just kill the ones that are Ra'ui. Ha'ish Echad. Hu Achote. Which means it's one man that sinned. V'ata'a kol ha'adat iksof. You're going to hang with everybody. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yafe amartem. Ani yodeya, umudeya mi hata, umi lo hata. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu did save Klai Yisrael, this parasha, from destruction. However, the Makribei Ketoret, obviously, they went after Korach, so therefore they're considered sinners. So that's an important trivia question there. God wanted to destroy Kol Klai Yisrael in this parasha. So Moshe Rabbeinu does defend the all of Klai Yisrael. Okay, next.
I think that Aaron spoke here because Moshe and Aaron. They spoke, they didn't say Moshe said it, or Aaron said it. The two of them said it.
May the Ben Hashem and Moshe and Aaron. God spoke to both of them.
No, but
Yomir was correct. They both said.
They both.
Okay, beautiful. Those are leaders praying for the people. Okay, b'chavod. May the bear Alam Moshe Lemor.
May the bear Alam Moshe Lemor. The bear El Hadan Lemor. He alu misabib lemishkan Korach Katan Babylon.
Okay,
he alu kitab gumo.
Istalaku.
What to remove yourself?
Meaning, move away. Everybody, move away. There's gonna be a big sinkhole. ויקום אמור חלפון.
ויקום משה וילך אל דתם ואבירם וילכו אחריו זקני ישראל.
So what did he do? ויקום משה וילך אל דתם. אתה רואה זה ויקום?
בין הקום כסבות שיסגו לא פנים so that they maybe they're going to accept them ולא עשו.
Oh, which means Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Tav Abiram
the second time.
Wow. Kasabu shiyisu lo panim.
So he went to them first the night before, and now he's going to them again.
And they didn't give him the time of day. They didn't give him the time of day. Wait the bed. Hey, what is it getting personal? Why is he getting personal, Moshe Rabbeinu, because of Mishaim? You want to argue? You argue. Disagree with the Derech Eretz.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, agree to disagree. What is this talk over here? Calling them Mishaim, Jack. That's a... You know, they have a different view. They should, Moshe Rabbeinu should argue the point. Why does he have to get personal? Why does he get personal over here? Oh, what are all our liberal friends going to do with this pasuk over here? Moshe Rabbeinu's calling them Nesha'im. That's not right to call them Nesha'im. They're also people that have a view, they have a different ideology. We have to hear what they have to say. You want to argue? Argue the point. Why should you call them Nesha'im? Oh, we'll see what they do with this pasuk over our friends. Nesha'im, you call them Nesha'im. Unbelievable. It's possible to call somebody a Rasha. It's possible to call somebody a Rasha. Okay. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't mince his words over here. So basically he says, everybody get out of the way. Everybody get out of the way, because when this goes down, whoever's in the vicinity is going to go down with them.
So everybody took the heat?
So the Tav Abiram is standing in front of the oil, and Jehem of them and all their family. Wow. Now what are they doing outside? I thought that's going to oil Moed. So Yatzu Netzavim. Doesn't mean that they're standing. Whatever. Like if they're standing at a beach chair, so that she says, no, I'll tell you what Netzavim is. Bekomaz Kufa. They stood arrogantly in front of their tent. They told Moshe, keep on walking. We have nothing to tell you. Whoever Netzavim. The Harlef and Gadef. Of Goliath. Unchehem and all their family. Now, what do you want from their children? Children didn't know anything. The Tav Abiram's children were innocent. And she says, that's the danger of Mahloket. It even brings in the innocent people, it even affects innocent women and children. With you, Bet Din Shel Mata, you have to have, mature to get punished. Bet Din Shel Mala, you got to be 20. But when it comes to Mahloket, even infants, so that's where the danger of Mahloket. The danger of Mahloket. There's a lot of collateral stuff that happens. Okay, next pasuk. Vayomer. Okay, very important. Bezot tedeun ki Hashem shelachani. With this, you will know that I was sent from God. Ki lo milibi. The most important words in the whole parasha. Ki lo milibi. I didn't make this stuff up. לעשות כל המעשים האלה
ועשיתי על פי הדיבור לתת לארון כהונה גדולה ובנה סרגיני וכהונה קל וסרחון נשיא
all the claims you have that I gave Aaron the Kehuna, that his children became Kohanim, that I appointed Eli Tzafan, all that was from God. And then he says, David, im kumot. If everybody, if these guys die in the natural death, yipaked aleihem. Oh, wow! So Moshe Rabbeinu gives ultimatum. If they die in natural death, you're right. Then it means I did everything on my own. Lo Hashem shelachani, ela. Okay, then he's right. However, one more beam. Oh, however, the im b'riyah yivra Hashem, if God's going to create a b'riyah, new creation, that she says b'riyah, what does she say? Hadasha, a new item. Yivra Hashem, that she? Wow, a new type of death that nobody died up until this point. Umaya Biriya. Then as we dealt him. Good. That's the simple interpretation. Then you know I was right. Which means in Biriya, if this was already created from Shishimim Mabarishko says in Birkei Avot, this is one of the 10 items that was created in Shishimim Masim Bereshit. Mutav. Vim Lav Yivra. And if it wasn't, if it's not created yet, create it now. In Biriya, fine. Vim Lav Yivra. We'll have to see exactly why does this have to be created in Shishimim Masim Bereshit? Yeah, this sinkhole was created already from Shishimim Masim Bereshit. It was waiting for Korach. Pia Aris was created already in Shishimim Masim Bereshit. Why? What's the significance? Why is that so important that it should be created already? Bereshim Ashon, it says on Enim Shabbat. What's the significance? I will see tomorrow with the Shimon and Dinah. Okay, coming up. Jack, you're up.
It needs to be built into the world that the Torah can never be contested.
Meaning that's already from the Yisodot. Yisodot. Nice.
You wouldn't call this an earthquake, would you?
No, more like a sinkhole.
One shot.
It's more than a sinkhole because a sinkhole opens up and stays open.
It doesn't pick and choose.
This, it's like a swallow. It swallowed and then closed up again. Yeah. So it's something we never saw. Sinkhole is just the ground opens up and then there's a hole. This opened up, swallowed them, and then closed up again. Lamed Dalet.
Lamed Dalet.
I'm sorry, Lamed Gima.
Isn't it? Lamed Gima.
Yes, Vayiridu.
Vayiridu, Em Bechol Ashelehem, Em Sheola, Techas Alehem, Aholis, Yubdu, Bechakahem.
That's it, you're in the main Pasuk. So they went down, Hayim Sheola. So it's like they were alive. They went down, buried alive. And then it says what? Patechas Alehem, Aholis, Yubdu, because they got lost from the Kahal. And then what does the next Pasuk say? Bechol Yisrael. Jack, one more. So they were scared. So everybody ran away. Nasu lekolam. What does it mean, lekolam?
To the sinkhole.
And then that. To the sinkhole means they're running towards the sinkhole. It's a problem. The lamed of Echra means two. Nasu lekolam. No, lekolam is a problem. If you're running away from the voice. So that she says lekolam of it means. Bishvil akol. So the number of it is not two, the number of it is Bishvil. On account of the sound. On account of their screaming and the earthquake that you called it, they ran the other way. Bishvil akol ayotze. I guess when the ground opened up, it was like a crack. You're like a thunder. The crack of the ground. So they got scared from that. So everybody ran. It's like an explosion. Al biliatam. Before they ran away.
That line is really a question. Who got swallowed up?
Korach. Korach, Datan Abiram, those children.
Those children got swallowed up.
Everybody got swallowed up, but some got burnt first. Look at the next pasuk. Ve'esh, one more jack.
Ve'esh asra b'et azmai b'tokal et hamishim ha'matayim ish makribe ketoret.
Ah, so the guys that brought the ketoret, they got burnt. So there's a few punishments of it. It's the guys that got burned, the guys that got swallowed. The Gemara discusses. Some of them are Nesafim, some of them are Bidurim, some of them are both. That's the Gemara Saladin as a whole.
Didn't he have Ruach HaKodesh that children were going
to
live?
Yeah.
Well, they did. We're going to see they lived.
Oh, I thought they got swallowed up.
No. That time Abiram's wife and children. Okay. Korach's children are going to read soon, and they're Korach no metu. It's going to say they didn't die. Okay.
By the way. Young Sosha asked a good question. He said, Rabbi understood it as the sound of the ground opening up. But the way the Pasuki's understanding was reading is lekolam, from their sound. So is that the people screaming? Or is that also the sound of that? Or their sound, the sound of the people and the sound of the ground?
Well, what did they say? Ki amiru ki pentib la'enu ha'aris. They were worried the ground is going to swallow them. Now the voice of the people shouldn't get them to think that the ground's going to swallow them.
Why, like the people got swallowed? Since the people were screaming from the ground, maybe they also got swallowed from the ground.
Huh? You want to say it like that? Okay.
It's machloket.
The rabbi's right.
No, no.
It's both. It's both pshatim.
Bishvila kola yotze al b'li'atan. That's the way the Ram explains it, at least. But you're right, it could be the Quran Shal Anashim. Okay, I cannot bring you a proof that I'm more right than you.
No, it means, yeah, the sound that emerged upon their being swallowed up is either the sound or the rupturing of the earth.
That's the Ram.
That's the Mizrahi.
Right,
or the sound of the Korach's fraction. A faction pleading to Moshe to save them.
Uh-huh.
That's
his
epilogue. Then he has another one. Or the screams of the terror of those who stood near the spot where Korach and his colleagues were being swallowed up.
Okay, Hazak. Okay, now let's go back for a second. Let's go back for a second. So we did a nice pedic. Perush Rashi, nothing to be embarrassed of. Let's go back for a second now to see what's happening here. So we have the Mikraot Gedolot.
What parasha are we in?
It's a very, very interesting piece over here. There's an interesting piece. The pasuk says over here that when they go to the Tama Aviram, they say Lo Na'aleh. We're not going up. Now they should have said Lo Nelech. We're not coming. But they use the word Lo Na'aleh, which implies we're not coming up, and it's true. They ended up going down, so their mouth got them. They're just going to say Ibn Ezra here for a second. Lo na'aleh. Where were they going, by the way? They were going to Ol Moed. That's where they were doing the Yitachen she'aya Ol Moed betok ha'machaneh b'mkom gavoa. Ibn Ezra. Could be geographically, Ol Moed was in a higher place. So they were saying, Lo Na'aleh. We're not going up. So the word is justified. Ibn Ezra is working with the word Na'aleh. Then he says, a great Musa, O mi she'elek la'avodat Hashem, yikra oleh. Unbelievable. That anybody that is going to do something spiritual, that's called Oleh. You're going up. Now, they were going to Ol Moed to bring a ketoret. In their minds, it's a spiritual experience. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu invites them to go to Ol Moed. They don't go, it seems. They stayed by their tent. So they died by their tent. But the Ibn Ezra is telling you clearly that anytime you go to Avodat Hashem, to Ol Moed, that's called an Aliyah. Even geographically, let's say it was at the Dead Sea, it was a lower place. But spiritually, it's called Oleh. Like it says in the Pasuk, Mi Ya'aleh Behar Adonai, Umi Yakum Mkom Kocho, Mi Ya'aleh Behar Hashem. It's not a physical mountain. There's no mountain of God that you're climbing. Hadashim means in spirituality. So anybody that's involved in a spiritual expedition, that's called his Oleh. So Am Yisrael is called Hazak Baruch. You took the words out of my mouth.
Well, people that go to Israel make Aliyah.
Mr. Shabbat.
Oh, sorry.
Mr. Shabbat. You hit the two proofs. When a guy goes up to the Sefer, we say Begama Oleh. That was one of the proofs I had. What do you mean Begama Oleh? It's always Oleh. In the olden days, the Gemara says the Teva was actually lower because of Mema'arakim Kenatich Hashem. So you weren't Oleh La Torah. As a matter of fact, when you used to say, it said Hayored Lefne HaTeva, you used to call me Yored because they actually used to go Down, because the Bet Knessets were built like that. And where they put the Sefer Torah? Over there also. But when it comes to Sefer Torah, over there. Kadideh, what's the pshat? A person goes and gets an aliyah. When you go up to Sefer Torah, it's not just you're on there, you're going up or physically. It means there's a spiritual elevation. That's probably why you can't refuse an aliyah. Bottom line, this guy comes to you, b'chavod, ta'aleh. What are you saying back? I don't want to be on there. You don't want to be on there? You're not looking to grow, you're not looking to elevate yourself, you're giving you a chance to rise. And you're coming along in al tiftach pe le-satan. Don't, you know, God forbid, like these guys, they said lo na'aleh, it came true. So when a guy comes from refuses an aliyah, it could be saying, I don't want to have a spiritual growth. Person goes to Eretz Yisrael. The Shabbat says he's called an oleh. He makes aliyah. Even though, let's say, he's coming from Ani Yodea, the North Pole. So really he's not being oleh, he's being yoreh. Geographically. Doesn't matter. You're going to makom of the spirituality, that's already considered oleh. Aliyah la-regel. Same thing. The Aliyah la-regel. Why is it called Aliyah la-regel? Not everybody was going up. Because again, it's a very, very, very important yesod in the word
Oleh.
Olim v'yoredim is a spiritual concept. Okay, there's one more point we'll make on the parasha. It's Ibn Ezra, Rabotai. Again, Mi she'elech la'avodat Hashem, yikra Oleh.
Different perspective
on the word Oleh.
What your person is doing.
Bediyu. What are you involved in? You're going to the carnival, so you're not an Oleh. You're going to Knis? What are you doing? Akshav ani Oleh. What are Oleh? Ani Oleh lebet Knesset. Oleh lebet Knesset. Okay, ani Oleh lebet Knesset. Ani Oleh lebet Midrash. Oleh lelimud. All that's considered Aliyah Ruhani. Even though you look at the slope and you're going down, but that's geographical, like Mr. Shabbat said. It means really an Aliyah in the Neshama. I'm sure there's many other proofs we can bring now when we look at Pesukim. When we see this word Oleh, Vaya'alu, Vaya'al. We can learn it now according to this Ibn Ezra. Okay, one more Hiddush. Let's see what he says over here. Rashi right away in the beginning, he says, and we made this observation, Parashah zu yafan et reshet. This parasha is well nidrash in the Tanhuma. What does it mean when he says Parashah Zu Yafeh Nidreshet? Tanhuma is the Midrash. It's the name of the Midrash. There was a rabbi called Rabbi Tanhuma. So we had a Midrash. So the Sheikh says in the beginning, Parashah Zu Yafeh Nidreshet be Midrash Tanhuma. So we explained it like this. It says in the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu Tiken Na'el Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu established for Israel, that on every holiday you have to read a Sefer Torah that has to do with the holiday. Right? Pesach, Pesach. Sukkot, Sukkot. Each holiday you read the items that are pertinent to that Eid. As we do. That's the Takarah Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that at the end of Masechet Megillah. Obviously, you're not going to read on Pesach a parasha that talks about Sukkot, because it's not the subject. David Shlomo HaMelech said, "Davar be'ito matov." That things that are in their timing are good. You know, if a rabbi gets up on Pesach, gives a speech about Sukkot, you say it's a great speech, but the timing is bad. The speech should have been given 6 months ago. I forgot that, I'm saying it now. But there's no taste. There's no taste now to give us a nice drasha for Sukkot on Pesach. So therefore there's inyan to speak when you give a derash, you're supposed to give the derash according to the. But there's certain items that are always pertinent. At every moment, at every day, in every place, at all times. And what is that subject? The subject of mahloket. There's always a mahloket somewhere going on. It's not like mahloket is limited for, 2 weeks a year where it's the weeks of mahloket. Unfortunately, on any given day, there's business people that are fighting with their partners, and God forbid there's a shalom bayit mahloket, and there's siblings that are fighting with each other, and there's mahloket in the, God forbid, the synagogue, and there's mahloket all over the place.
I don't agree with you.
Well, we could deny it, I guess. I guess if we deny it with a little more conviction, it'll go away. But nonetheless, there's mahloket. So therefore, we explain it like this, that any time of the year, if a rabbi gets up and speaks about mahloket, it's the time. I mean, nobody should think, what are you talking? This is a 365 day a year speech that always has its pertinence. So that she comes along and says in the beginning, Parasha zu yafeh nidreshet. It is nidreshet yafeh. Whereas certain derashot have their specific moments. But Parasha zu, this Parasha of Korah, yafeh nidreshet. Anytime that it's spoken, it's well spoken. It's never out of line. The talk on the mahloket, because it's always gonna, you know, somebody in the crowd definitely is embroiled, God forbid, in something, and it's gonna affect them. And
I understand in Halab, they never said Korah.
That's correct. They still do that in Argentina. The Halabiyat from Argentina, they didn't read Korah alone because of this. They didn't wanna. So it's appropriate that you start off the summer when it comes to Korah. You say Parashas Yafeh Nidreshet because. The dynamic of the summer is a very, very, very difficult one. Because now you have many families that come together and they live together. Now you have already different rhythms in the same house. You know, in Brooklyn, wherever we come from, everybody lives alone, you come visit it. Now you have many people that all of a sudden you look at the driveway and there's 14 cars. Is that going to be? There's 3 people, are there 14 cars? Because everybody comes and they converge. And that already is the danger of mahloket. Because everybody has a different way of living, a different way of, existing, and so on and so forth. So that she comes and says, be careful, but Hashem, we have finished leisure. It's the opening week of the summer to remind everybody to be careful. In the next 2 months, there's going to be great challenges, especially in the Bet Knesset. Because, you know, normally you have your Bet Knesset, but now everybody converges from all Bet Knesiot. You know, now the summer synagogues are made up of 20 different synagogues. You know, he prays there, I pray there, you pray there, everybody. So coming together. So everybody has, again, their different view on how a synagogue is supposed to work, is what they used to. So again, Parashat Zu Yafeh Nidreshet. So it couldn't come at a better time, this Parashat, to remind us of the importance of shalom. Amen. Amen.